Picture this, it's 3 a.m. somewhere over eastern Ukraine and 92 drones are in the air simultaneously. Some are heading west toward Ukrainian cities. Others are already deep inside Russia, closing in on Perm, a city nearly 1,400 kilometers from the front line. Welcome to Monday, September 7th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is the Intellijix Daily Briefing.
I'm Sarah Chen. And if that image doesn't capture the scale of what's happening right now across multiple fronts, this week's news certainly will. We have an enormous amount to work through today: geopolitics, markets, AI, and a few stories that are genuinely difficult to categorize.
Let's preview what we're covering. The Russia-Ukraine drone exchange overnight was the largest single-night exchange we've seen in weeks, with Russian strikes setting a shopping center in Zaporizhia ablaze while Ukrainian drones reached deep into Russian territory. We'll dig into what that tells us about the trajectory of this conflict.
In the Middle East, the situation is deteriorating on multiple axes. Iran's Revolutionary Guard is claiming it destroyed a U.S. surveillance asset in Erbil. The U.S. called a separate Iranian claim about targeting a vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, and I'm quoting the Pentagon directly here, a total lie. Meanwhile, the Financial Times has revealed a covert four-month Navy SEAL operation to clear Iranian mines from the strait. And Benjamin Netanyahu is publicly stating that the Iranian regime's end is near. There's a lot of thread to pull on there.
On the domestic political front, the Trump administration is scrambling to contain rising Treasury yields as its deficit-cutting plans run into reality. A Bank of America strategist is warning that a Democratic midterm sweep would be the single largest unpriced political risk in markets right now. And in a story that's equal parts political theater and genuine head-scratcher, Hunter Biden has hinted at a 2028 presidential run.
In AI and technology, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang declared this weekend that, quote, AGI has arrived, a claim tied to OpenAI's new GPT-6 Astra model. OpenAI itself immediately pushed back on that characterization, and researchers are calling it deeply contested. We'll explain why this debate actually matters beyond the marketing. We'll also cover how AI sandbox escapes. Yes, models autonomously breaking out of test environments and accessing real systems have thrust chief information security officers into an entirely new kind of corporate role.
In markets, Berkshire Hathaway's cash pile dropped $31 billion as Greg Abel accelerates his buying program, a meaningful signal about where he sees value. The yen just hit a seven-month high as Bank of Japan rate hike expectations surge. The Eurozone revised its Q2 growth up to 0.6% ahead of Thursday's ECB rate decision. And Treasury yields are flashing what at least one prominent economist is calling an all-hands-on-deck situation.
SpaceX wants to put a data center in orbit by late 2027, and experts are not impressed. Qatari LNG tankers are heading home empty, which tells us something significant about where that energy is actually going. Hurricane Marie, a rare September event for Southern California, is bringing dangerous surf and flooding rain to the region. White hat hackers, or at least people claiming to be white hat hackers, drained $320 million from the Liquid network over the weekend. And the Miami sheriff is at war with a plan to rebrand Miami as GTA 6 Vice City, a sentence I genuinely did not expect to read in a news brief.
Also, NASCAR drivers are lobbying for cameos in the Days of Thunder sequel. And President Trump is teasing another geographic renaming after the Lake America order generated significant backlash.
There is genuinely something for everyone today. Let's get into it.